الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ويقولون متى هذا الوعد إن كنتم صادقين صدق الله العظيم الحمد لله in the past year last year's lesson we spoke about in the series of Qiyamah The aspect that we spoke on was Pul Sirat. And Pul Sirat is the last in the sequence of the signs of Qiyamah. We first spoke about that, we're supposed to speak about it last. And last year we spoke about the Sur, the blowing of the trumpet. And we spoke about the various aspects of the trumpet. So today we'll carry on from the blowing of the second trumpet in the day of Qiyamah. And we know the day of Qiyamah forms part of our Iman. Every Nabi that came to this world and to his various ummah, he had three things that were common amongst all the Anbiya. One of them was Qiyamah. That means the resurrection. Now it's only obvious that we have to have a thing like the resurrection because it will, if we know that it is just normal that we were born, we have to be raised up again. And there's also a thing like Hisab that is going to take place after that. So if there is no Hisab, if people are not conscious of they have to reckon and they have to, you know, get recompense, then people will lead their lives any old how. So Hisab or the day of Qiyamah, the day of recompense, Allah Ta'ala speaks about is Maliki Yawmiddin. What's Maliki Yawmiddin? The master of the day of recompense. It is the day that all are going to be given a reward or a punishment according to their actions. And because of that, there is a day like Qiyamah. If you go to school every day, then we know at the end of the year, there is going to be the last day and it's going to be the exams and so forth. So we need to see the results at the end of the year. So in the same way, end of our lives, we have to see results. So nevertheless, we know that the day of Qiyamah, it will start with the blowing of the trumpet. And after that, we mentioned last year's lesson, that everything will be destroyed. Then everybody is going to rise up from the qabr. And then they're going to proceed to Mahshar. Mahshar is the place where all the gatherings will take place for the Hisab to take place. Then there will also be the raising of the Hawzi Kothar, though the actual Hawzi Kothar will be on the other side of Pul Sirat after everybody is finished across the bridge that we made mention of already. Then when the people are on the plains of Qiyamah, there is going to be what is called Shafa'at, when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is going to intercede for the people, and in that also there is going to be what we call the presentation of deeds. So these are some of the events that are still going to take place. So today we'll talk about the next aspect after the blowing of the second trumpet, and that is the rising from the Qabr. So you must remember, we did mention this also, that the trumpet is so huge and so massive and so gigantic, it is beyond our understanding. So all the souls are going to be kept in there. And then, after a while, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to cause all the bodies of the people to come back to life, to resurrect it. So how is that going to happen? That everybody, it is said, at the tip, right, at the bottom tip of his spinal cord, there is a seed. So everything is going to be destroyed of that person, but that seed is going to be retained. And then Allah ta'ala will cause a rain to come down. And then that rain will cause that seed to grow. And then the bodies are going to be reconstructed for a second time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, in the Quran, that what does man think? Allah najma'a yizama. Does man think we are not going to assemble his bones after he's finished? Every single bone is reassembled. Bala qadirina ala an nusawiya banana. Allah says, to such an extent, we've got the power of reconstructing his fingerprints. His fingertips. I know fingerprints are so fine and so intricate. So Allah said, we're going to even reconstruct that. So once the trumpet is blown, all the souls that are kept in the trumpet are going to fly out from there, and each soul will go take up its location in where it was in the world in the first place. So everybody will find their bodies there. And then after that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says the people are going to get up. And that is a very, very traumatic and a scary situation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ثُمَّ نُفِقَ فِيهِ أُخْرَى. Then the trumpet is going to be blown to a second time. فَإِذَا هُمْ قِيَامٌ يَنْظُرُونَ. And the people will get up and they'll be looking around. So you know when you get up from a sleep sometime, then you are so puzzled, like, where am I? For the few moments you are, but sometimes in a state of, you know, shock, where are you? So Allah says that's how they're going to get up on that day. And that looking is not going to be just look around. Sometimes we know, okay, yeah, it's my bedroom, or yeah, I'm not at home, or I know where I am. That is going to take, according to our narration, 40 years, just looking now, where am I? We are going to be so scared and we're going to be so shocked up. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَنُفِخَ فِي السُّورِ فَإِذَا هُمْ مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَنْسِلُونَ. Then the people are going to get up from the grave, and they're going to now go hastily after seeing, after, you know, composing themselves, then they are going to go forward now, and they're going to go to the place of mahshar. There's another ayat of the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that مِنَ الْأَجْدَاثِ سِرَاعًا كَأَنَّهُمْ إِلَىٰ نُصُبِ يُوفِذُونَ, that they will get up and very hastily come out from the graves and go towards this particular place where they all know they have, they are like, they're going to something very important. They go to a certain goal. So they're not just walking around aimlessly. So for example, in the morning, we see everybody's traveling on the roads. They're all going to a certain place. They know they have to be at a certain spot. So in the same way, the people are going to get up after seeing, looking around for so many years, and then they are going to go forward. Now, there's just one other question here, that these 40 years, what 40 years are this? These are on earth 40 years, or the 40 years of the Akhirah? Because Akhirah has started, and therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مِقْدَارُهُ خَمْسِينَ أَلْفَ سَنَةَ, that the one day in the day of Qiyamah is 50,000 years. So we are going to then look at 40 years according to that, then it's a very scary prospect also. It's going to be very, very long. Nevertheless, people are going to get up, and then they're going to walk towards that. Now, there's another thing also which is going to be very unpleasant. Everybody is going to be naked, bare feet, and uncircumcised. So in the original form that we were born, nobody was born with shoes on, and nobody was born with their clothes on. So when they are going to be resurrected and reborn for the second time, they are going to be in that condition. Sayyidah Aisha radiallahu anha was very disturbed, and you also might be very perturbed at that. She asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that how everybody is going to see everywhere. He says, the fear and the worry of that day is going to be so much, nobody will have time to look at anybody else. People are going to be in such a state of worry and anxiety. Nevertheless, Ibn Mas'ud radiallahu anhu has described this a very, very scary and a very traumatic event where people are going to get up. So it's not just like how you get up from your bed and you go out. You're going to get up and you're going to be covered in a state of fear and whatever it might be. The other thing is that when the people get up on that particular day, then they are going to be resurrected in the day in the way they had died. كُلُّ عَبْدٍ يُبْعَثُ عَلَىٰ مَا مَاتَ, that every servant is going to be resurrected on the condition that he had died. Meaning what? If a person died as a martyr, then he will stand up as a martyr with his blood still freshly shooting out of him and smelling like beautiful musk. Likewise, if a person passed away in the state of Hajj, you know, Hajj, this is somebody who was in Ihram and he passed away, then he will get up on the day of Qiyamah and he will be reading the Talbiyah, because the people in the days of Hajj are reading the Talbiyah. If a person passed away in the state of Salah, he will get up in that state of Salah, subhanallah, and so forth. If a person died, may Allah save us, in a condition where he was performing haram, then he's going to get up in that condition of performing haram. And these are the various conditions that people are going to be getting up in, and they are going to then go in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this way. So, and must also remember, it doesn't matter how a person died, whether you drowned, whether you got burnt, whether you got eaten by animal, whatever it might be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reassemble everybody. Allah just heard the ayat of the Quran, that what does man think, we are not going to reassemble his bones. And then the other things also, people are going to be resurrected in the condition how they led their life in this world. For example, someone is going to be resurrected blind. He's going to ask Allah Ta'ala, لِمَا حَشَرْتَنِي عَمَا, why you raised me up blind? Allah says, because you remained blind to the orders and the commands and that came by us. Somebody is going to be raised possessed. Like, you know, when the jinn takes over a fellow. يَتَخَبَّطُهُ الشَّيْطَانُ مِنَ الْمَسْهُ الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ الرِّبَى, those people who consume riba are going to stand up like mad people, like jinnat and shaitan has overtaken them. Then those people who are, what you call it, who are unfair in polygamy. People like polygamy. But on the day of Qiyamah, if a person was not fair, he's going to get up with half his body tilted and paralyzed because he was half, he was not fair in that way. Likewise, a person is going to be resurrected with the head of an ass. Why? Because the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one who goes ahead of the imam, so imam is going in ruku or imam is going in sajda, if you go ahead of him, then you're acting like an S, so now you are going to be raised up like an S on the day of Qiyamah. Allah Ta'ala protect us. Amen.